USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are still holding on as the Russian invasion continues into its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. That's because he is expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continuing its losing ways at the end of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Out west in New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes are working to encircle the largest fire burning in the country, as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last few weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching. It's where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who have left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. The court ruled Thursday that regulations for the technique were invalid because the legislature did not consent to them. The searches were challenged by a group of black men who worried about being targeted for investigation because their biological brothers were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the state's data bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Court is adjourned in the Commonwealth of Virginia in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports that they'll reconvene on the 16th.
This after Amber Heard took the stand for a second straight day, testifying in her own defense on Thursday. Heard was emotional on the stand as she again claimed she was abused by her former husband. The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing Heard for $50 million for an op-ed wrote in the Washington Post in December 2018. The actress is counter-suing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is slamming the FBI for suspending the security clearances of employees who participated in the nonviolent protest on January 6. He alleges that this is the first step towards firing the employees. The Bureau allegedly cited a guideline pertaining to allegiance to the United States in its alerts to suspend the clearances. Jordan, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, announced that the committee is arranging an examination into the FBI run by the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. The Taliban rulers of Afghanistan ordered all women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. Their order confirmed the worst fears of rights activists. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but that rule has been silently ignored after a day of opposition. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.